I always get that sense of surprise when I'm on that bit, thinking, yeah, this must be great for somebody who's never seen that. The islands are just there in front of you.
Hello, my name's Ellen, and my blind dog Jed and I are walking the Kintyre Way. The walk covers 100 miles across the Kintyre Peninsula, taking in beaches, forestry, moors and ancient woodland, and promises heart-swelling views for me and mind-blowing smells for Jed. This podcast will take you through the walk section by section, including conversations along the way. Details of the walk, accommodation, transport, maps and step-by-step guides can be found at thekintyreway.com. This episode is sponsored by Runnican House, the last word in luxury for holiday accommodation and special events. Sitting on the white sandy beach of Runnican Bay and looking across to the islands of Isla, Jura and Gia beyond, Runnican House offers spectacular self-catering accommodation for groups of varying sizes. Discover more at runnican.org. That's RONACHAN.org. Section 3, Kwaken to Teinlon. Distance 9 miles, time 5 to 7 hours, and it's suitable for walking and running. Cyclists might be best to stay on the main A83 as the majority of the shoreline is quite pebbly.
Ballacroix. Right, we've made it to Ballacroix. More standing stones. Yes. This is a rather special group of standing stones. And it can be found. So we're on Ballacroix Farm now. We've just negotiated some horned sheep, which are, I mean, they're imposing looking, but they completely ignored us. So we had a bit quick look at Jed and then must have immediately deemed him not to be of any threat at all. So we are looking at 3 standing stones. They are about, I'd say, 6 foot, 10 or 11 foot is the next one. And then there's a massive one, which must be sort of 12, 13 foot tall. Been told by the locals that if you time it perfectly, if you look at the broad face of the stones to the northwest, you would see exactly where the midsummer sun dips below the Paps of Jura. So I can see the Paps of Jura out there, the 3 sort of humps on Jura, and you can see exactly where the midsummer sun dips. Unfortunately, not able to verify that on this particular trip. So meanwhile, the stones were apparently to make an imaginary line the northeast. I'm just having a look at my notes here. So meanwhile, the stones are purported to make an imaginary line to the northeast and on to the most northerly point of the rising moon. Okay. Alexander Thom, who is best known for his expert knowledge of Stonehenge, was the one to first suggest that the distance between the stones, when combined with features in the distant landscape, would have helped their creators to accurately pinpoint between the midsummer and winter solstices. Ah, yes. They're usually solstice-based, aren't they, standing stones? Today, unfortunately, the timing is right for neither, but they are utterly mesmerizing, can confirm. And you get some wonderful views. Can confirm this as well. Wonderful views far out across the shimmering waters to the islands of Isla and Jura, which... today, thankfully, it was raining earlier, but the rain has lifted, the clouds have lifted, and I can just about make Isla and Jura out. On a clear day, it is just like they're just in front of you. It's incredible. Right, Google, let's go.
My favourite part of the Kintyre Way that I've done so far is where the walk goes past the Standing Stones at Ballacroix. It's just such a magical place, and even in bad weather, there's still something about it that's really, really beautiful. And it's also got a beautiful view of the sea. Just nice at any time of day or night. Just love the peace of the place.
That was Laurie talking about the standing stones at Ballacroix. And now Emma from Runnican House describing their little slice of heaven.
One of the things that makes the Kwaken to Teinlon section of the Kintyre Way so special is that it's almost entirely coastal, unlike most of the rest of the walk. There's a particular part of the route near the beginning of this section that takes you through the grounds of Ronakin House. You walk for a while parallel to a picturesque little burn through this copse of trees and shrubs that create a kind of natural tunnel with canopied branches and leaves overhead and all around you. It feels entirely secluded and quiet. And then quite suddenly, just as you reach Ronakin House itself, this close wooded track that you've been walking down opens up in front of you as if you've entered another world altogether. And there before you lies an embankment sweeping down to the sandy beach of Ronakin Bay, looking out towards the islands of Gia, Jura and Isla beyond. And the difference between the wooded walkland track to the coastal track is quite startling and breathtaking. And it really is such a special part of the Kintyre Way to look forward to experiencing.
From the northeasterly side road into Clachan, pick up the path to begin your climb towards Ronakin House. Stunning views are plentiful on this section across West Loch Tarbert out to the Paps of Jura and to the low-lying island of Gia. A brief section on the road takes you past a sizeable grassy hummock containing the oval outline of an Iron Age fort. The way continues parallel to the shore before dropping onto the beach for a short section on shingle, then back to the easier going path. About a half a mile along, on your left, looking back, the large mound of stones on the crest is the prehistoric Korokrivi burial cairn, the largest of its kind in Kintyre.
Right, we have found the Korokrivi burial cairn. It's a bit of a drizzly day today, but I suppose that's a pathetic fallacy right there. So this, according to my notes, is the largest circular cairn to be found anywhere on Kintyre, and it is massive. So it measures 27 metres in diameter and is 5 metres tall. Scottish cairns served four main purposes. Some, like Korokrivi, marked a grave or the memory of a deceased loved one. And sprinkle some food on the ground so Jed doesn't, well, wee on the cairn like he did with the standing stone. Some are celebratory, so the ones that you see on the top of hills where climbers leave stones to symbolise their success in reaching the summit. And then some cairns are practical, so they're used as a marker, so to help mariners particularly calculate their location if they're just off the shore. Korokrivi is believed to be a lasting tribute to someone who was considered of great importance even in death. We're not sure who, though. It is the perfect example of that Scottish blessing. Oh, God, I'm going to have to do some Gaelic now. I apologise. Carimichachaduchen, which translates as, I will put a stone on your cairn.
Just quickly jumping in here to enlist the help of Alistair Satchell, who sent me this. Thanks, Alistair.
Carimichach erdacharn. That is, Carimichach erdacharn.
After another short section on the shingle, find the waymarkers to take you across the A83 and into woodland. On through farmland, kissing gates, old stone bridges and some delightful places to stop and picnic before crossing back over the A83 to take you down to the shore once more. Depending on the tide, there may be some light wading to be done, but don't worry if you're not keen on getting your feet wet. It is possible by moving a little further inland.
Our favourite part of the Kintyre Way is a short distance from our home. We walk from Ballacroy along the beach to the informal car park. We start by crossing the road shortly after the Ballacroy burn and follow the path through grass and woodland. In the summer months, the bracken can be very thick, I know, as I spend a couple of days each year clearing it. Beyond the woodland, the path opens out with a wonderful picnic table at the head of the beach. We think it's one of the most wonderful places to stop for a bite to eat with glorious views to Gia, Isla and Jura. Here you'd be unlucky not to see the Carmack Ferry making its very regular crossing to Isla. Go to this spot at the end of the day and if clear skies prevail, you will be rewarded by a Kintyre sunset afire that will live long in the memory. Walking from the picnic table, the path descends to the most wonderful beach. Sometimes it's shingle, sometimes it's white sand. Either way, it's just the most wonderful place to be. The sea is so clear and deep blue in colour, you could easily imagine being in the Caribbean. As you look out to sea, you might be lucky and spot a curious seal following you along the shore, or spy a pod of dolphins making their way through the sand. We normally leave the beach at the informal car park, but sometimes we walk to Runaheran Point, to the narrowest part of the Gear Sound, a lovely spot to sit and relax and speculate if you could have swam to the island in your younger days.
The views across the Gear and behind Anafur along the coast are truly stunning. There is a tempting point which can be navigated, but not during March and June as terns nest there. Across grassy ground brings you to a brick-built World War II lookout, a useful shelter in the wet weather. Walking along the beach and passing the holiday park, continue on the sand, or during high tide, the grassy verge, negotiating a few easy streams, and you'll soon find yourself at the end of this section in Tainlon. The ferry terminal for Gia, ferry farm, a B&B and cafe, a small village shop and public toilets greet you after a good day of walking. One of the things that I've really appreciated so far walking the Kintyre Way is how isolated and wild it feels, but also still passable and easy to follow. And I wanted to speak to some of the people who are responsible to that. So I met three volunteers who deal with the maintenance of the Kintyre Way, amongst other things, and they talked me through a little bit about how the Kintyre Way, how they maintain its ruggedness whilst also still making it an accessible walk. We met out on the Kintyre Way while they were doing a bit of maintenance on a particularly windy day. So you're really getting atmosphere, but excuse any points where it really is just quite blustery.
We've moved out, we've got Jed out, and I'm here with... Who are you?
I'm Jackie Fulton. I'm involved in the Kintyre Way, doing bits and pieces, all sorts.
And who are you?
And I'm Janet Peel, and together with Jackie, I'm waiting in direction on different things and different maintenance, and I enjoy walking it.
And yourself?
And I'm Billy Peel. I've done a bit of walking on it, but I've volunteered for a bit of a section of it to keep it clear.
Lovely. So what is involved with keeping the Kintyre Way sort of up and running?
Well, all sorts really. Firstly, I suppose to know what needs doing, we rely on walkers to let us know there's no dangers or anything. So walkers, local walkers and visiting walkers, we need to try and get feedback from. So if they say there's no direction this sort of post, we can get out and do that. And some sections, the vegetation just grows and grows and grows.
Especially the sort of climate that we've got here, warm and wet.
Yeah.
And so I imagine that's a all-round year job, is it?
Yeah, not so much in the winter, but the last couple of months, there's always like bracken springing up, particularly on the west coast side. And it's been taller than some of the walkers, you know, they've been kind of calling us out and saying, this is nearly impassable. So Billy's been great. Billy's been out with the strimmer, Janet too, on that section.
So I've got a petrol strimmer that allows me to clear 2 metres wide of the path, which I did early in the season, probably about late March. And then I went back again early June and thinking, wow, I've actually done anything. So I re-cleared it again and cut it back. So that was probably about 5 weeks, 6 weeks. Kind of took a bit too long a gap, so I should maybe do it every 4 weeks or something like that.
Yeah,
so
but that's...
I can get to do it. But it's, it depends on the heat and then the rain.
Uh-huh. And a huge job for volunteer, and everybody's a volunteer, is that correct?
Yeah, we do have some bits. We have volunteers on insurance for Friends of the Kintyre Way, so it means that we should be using things that you'd use in your garden, so like a petrol strimmer is fine, but that's about the only level of power and tools. So anything that needs really big brush cutting, like there's a section up between Torresdale and Iffordale, and that needed a lot of chainsaw work, so we have to call in a contractor for something like that. We have to just try and raise funds for that. Mm. I think the volunteers have fun getting together.
They do. Very much so, very much so. It is a lot of fun. Like yourself, I've got the dog. I don't take her out when we go out walking with a group, but if I've seen a way, I take the dog, and just Billy and I will go out and we'll take the dog with us, and we'll take the opportunity to maintain an area the way while we're out.
And you were saying earlier, the nice thing about the Kintyre Way is it's wild as well as being, so
absolutely.
All the maintenance you do is very much in keeping with the wild nature of the walk.
Very much so, very much so. And keeping it And just keeping it as natural as possible. There was one example when we were out, actually when Billy was strimming, we were doing some handwork as well, using some secateurs and edging strimmers, etc. But there was a couple of really nice thistles. And I was like, well, let's leave the thistle, because that's actually a fantastic thing for anybody that's walking away to see. And so, yeah, we do leave what we can.
At this point, it became extremely windy indeed, and the audio is terrible. So what you've just missed is me asking them each what their favourite section or view of the Kintyre Way is.
I've got two that are particularly favourite, but I'll start with the Saddle Torresdale part up towards Carradale. I particularly like that part. I like the fact that you can see the Kilbrannan Sound. I like that when you walk along the coast, after you leave the Torresdale Estate and you walk along the coastline towards Saddle, I particularly like that. I think it's got everything. It's got the water, you can see Arran, you look up there, you can see the hill behind you, etc. So I particularly like that. But and I like Southend as well. But again, I think for me the thing is seeing the water as well as the landscape as well.
Mm.
Yeah, I like the sort of west coast as you come down onto the Kintyre Peninsula from Tarbert. The first time you hit the Atlantic side, that bit there is really nice, and you see the islands of Jura and Isla. And I just like walking that shore bit there. In fact, the volunteer up there to keep a bit of that path up that neck of the woods.
Yeah, Balacroy. I knew there was a reason you decided to come all the way from Camberwell to do that bit.
We like that bit.
Really like that bit. That's quite a nice one. But it does need the maintenance, because obviously the path is overgrown quite quickly. So I tried to jump or something like that. But as I say, I don't do a lot of walking on it, because Janet's more of a walker. I prefer the golf, so I'll stick with that.
It's fine. It's another great thing that you can do.
5 kilometre walk the golf, is it?
Yeah, yeah. And plenty of golf courses for people that are walking the way and want to have a little break from it and head over to the golf courses.
Jackie, well, yourself. Yeah, my favourite bit actually is that west coast as well. I live in the west coast, but I love the surprise bit, and I love the feedback from people that you get of the surprise bit where they start in at Clacken, they're coming up the A83 on a pavement, and then they go through a lovely wee sort of wooded bit at the grounds of Ronican House, and then they're on Ronican Bay, and the islands are before them. And I always get that sense of surprise when I'm on that bit, thinking, yeah, this must be great for somebody who's never seen that. The islands are just there in front of you. Occasionally, you don't see the islands, you know, the mist is right down, but, you know, you just have to live with that. And for people doing the route and staying over, you know, they're often staying on that bit, so they get the sunset as well, just come down over Jura.
And the way that the because it goes from one coast to the other coast, you've got all terrain.
You really do have all terrains, and that comes as a surprise to some people as well, but I think that's the exciting bit about it. And when you come over from Clacken to Clonig and the wee lochans there, you know, just to see that water on a good day is just like a breath of fresh air, really. It's just exhilarating.
There's a part when you're walking over, I think it's towards Clacken from Clonig, and there's a part where you can actually, if you look left, you see Arran, and if you look right, you see the Paps of Jura, and then if you look ahead of you, you've got the little locking up in the hill. It's absolutely perfect.
Yeah, it is.
And then it got super windy again. I was asking Jackie about the Friends of the Kintyre Way, which are a group of people who either help to maintain the way physically or are supporters of the way in various other ways. I think I pick up from her while she is in the middle of talking about that.
We have Friends of the Kintyre Way, and that came about because we thought, how do we involve local people, both in the maintenance, which we need them to be involved, but also just to recognise it's a great asset on your doorstep. So we just invited people, you know, through various social media and stuff to be friends, and the response has been amazing. We've got about 134 people, possibly slightly more, on our list, and maybe only about half of them are active. As far as we know, there's others out there walking, but probably half that number we have regular contact with through walks and through do the maintenance. So that's been great. And they often just work in the local area and communicate with one another so that each community has a sense of ownership of the bit on their doorstep. So that's been a great byproduct of the need for friends, that it has actually worked really well.
And if people wanted to join and become a friend?
Yeah, they just email in. You know, it's no big deal. It's not a membership thing. It's just about having an interest and going on a mailing list, and then whatever they dip into, as little or as much, when we put information out about things that are happening, it's then entirely up to them. But they begin to get a feel of what's happening on the route because of that.
Thank you so much to Jackie, Janet and Billy there talking about maintaining the Kintyre Way. If you would like more information about becoming a friend of the Kintyre Way, you can visit thekintyreway.com, which has other information about how you can help to maintain the way, or how you can report missing way markers or areas of the path that you think are not quite right. We are going to have a few days rest, and then Jed and I are up again to do the next section, which is Tain Loan to Carradale. A special thank you to Strange Crazy for use of their music throughout this podcast.